Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back again to looking at last Sunday's Gospel, which comes to us again from John's chapter 6, verses 24-35. This is the second extract that the Liturgy of the Church gives to us today, and last Sunday's was a much clearer example of how this sixth chapter links up to the Eucharist. This section deepens that theme, I think, somewhat, where the person of Jesus and comes more to the fore. And I think that's the big question in John's Gospel. Who is Jesus and do you believe in him? So with that in mind, we'll look at each verse now. I'll go through it. So it begins with this search for Jesus. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. So there's a wee bit of a quest going on. Where is he? And of course, this is all to do with the bit that we haven't read, which is the walking in the water and the moving from one part of the area of Galilee across the water to another part. So they found him on the other side and they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" So again, in John's Gospel, there's a lot of layers of meaning. This searching for Jesus. And many people search for Jesus. And sometimes it's an open and honest search. Sometimes it's not open. Sometimes it's a search with a bit of bias. It's an insincere kind of a search. But nevertheless, these people are looking for Jesus. And he says, "You are looking for me because you have," this is verse 26, "because you have seen," not because you have seen the signs, "but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat." So they're looking for him for free food, an easy existence. We don't have to earn this bread or pay for it or anything. It just comes to us from the goodness of God. So that's not the kind of search for Jesus that he welcomes. So he challenges them with their hunger, to see that there's something else worth hungering for, worth looking for. "Do not work for the food that cannot last, but work for the food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you." So this deepens the whole theme of the sixth chapter, food having a whole other meaning, a deeper meaning. Food that endures to eternal life. Food that points to eternal life. The everlasting banquet in heaven. This union, communion. And this is a huge theme in all the Gospels of the kind of kingdom of heaven is like a wedding feast. A wedding feast where Jesus is present and he's the bridegroom and we're the bride. And that whole communion of people and sharing of food. And even the prophet Isaiah, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples a fine banquet." So this is the kind of thing that is behind this food that endures to eternal life. And it's the kind of food that the Son of Man is offering. "For on him," the Father, "God himself has set his seal." So we can see that this food has been offered by the authority of God, the Father. And as is offered, it's not just Jesus is offering the food, but God, the Father, is offering the food. Offering of food, of course, links up with the Eucharist, but it's also the offering of Jesus to people and the various degrees of acceptance that he experienced. You can think of the Pharisees and the scribes rejecting Jesus, being critical of him. Other people, it was the childlike who would have accepted Jesus, the people of simple faith. So this is the food that's been offered himself. It's also worth thinking about Jesus himself and the kind of way that he would have had for food was his own inner life, doing the will of the Father. And he recommends this as a way of life for us, doing the will of the Father. Doing the will of the Father became very evident on the cross, and it was accomplished, perfected on the cross. So he offers us the same food of existence, or food of obedience rather, in a loving relationship, doing the will of the Father. So continuing on then to verse 28, and they said that what must we do if we're to do the works that God wants? And Jesus said to them, and this is a very important verse, this is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent. Now that particular verse could be taken as a key theme in John's gospel, maybe a key theme in the whole of the New Testament. Believe in the one he has sent. So this also carries through to our Eucharist. Believe in the one he has sent. Believe in the one he has offered. This is the body of Christ. Believe in the one he has sent. And then this provokes a question. What sign will you give us to show that we must believe in you? What works will you do? So our fathers had manna to eat in the desert. And that's an Exodus, that event. He gave them bread from heaven. So Jesus is saying, well, I'm offering you something. It's not just the Father who gave the bread from heaven, past tense. It is my Father who gives you, present tense, the bread from heaven. So again, in our Eucharist, regarding this bread from heaven has been given not just by a priest or a Eucharistic minister, but it's been given by the Father and the Spirit, helping us to acknowledge this and to realize it. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He's the bread of life, life for the whole world. And like the woman at the well, when he talked about water that wells up to eternal life, sir, give us some of that water always. So the same thing is said of this bread. Give us some of that bread always. Then this lovely verse at the end, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst. So once again, believing and accepting who Christ is and his identity as Lord, as Saviour, as Teacher, as Son of God, as the Messiah. These are all responses that Jesus and his ministry is hoping to help people to make. So then, some questions. Jesus distinguishes at the start of that extract between food that gives quick satisfaction and food that gives lasting nourishment. It is a mark of wisdom to be able to say no to enticing but delusory attractions in order to choose things of lasting value. From your own life experience, what advice would you give to another about where things of lasting value are to be found? So that'll keep you going for a while. Now, second one, the work of God is that we believe in the one whom God has sent. In what ways has your faith in Jesus enriched and changed your life? How has Jesus satisfied your hungers or quenched your thirsts? So let us pray. Lord, giver of lasting life, satisfy our hunger through Christ, the bread of life, and quench our thirst with your gift of belief, that we may no longer work for food that perishes, but believe in the one whom you have sent. We make our prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God bless your work.